Most of the scribbling on the page was of dark geometric shapes, boxes, rectangles, quadrangles. In the center of the page was a monetary amount, $25,000, with three harsh lines drawn beneath it for emphasis. Maybe he had found a backer for his project after all. But if the note was related to the half-conversation she believed she had heard, the call had come or been placed in the middle of the night. No business deals happened at 3 in the morning, unless David had suddenly tapped into investors in China. Late-night conversations in hushed voices were between lovers or associates whose business couldn't be conducted in the light of day. $25,000 was a lot of money. $25,000 in the middle of the night was a payoff, a bribe, blackmail. Carrie folded the note and tucked it into the pocket of her sweater and wondered what the hell her husband had gotten into. She stared at the telephone, considering the step she was about to take. She was about to open a door and walk through it onto a path that would very probably take her to the end of her marriage. But she had already conceded her marriage was over. There was no point in feeling nervous or hesitant or in dreading what she was going to find. Without allowing herself to feel anything, no guilt, no sadness, no anger, she picked up the handset and keyed the scroll button to the last call received. The mystery number. The caller who had asked for Marlene. The same caller who had whispered over her cell phone, "I'm coming to get you, bitch." If David had been on this phone, the call had been outgoing. She touched the redial button, waited as the phone on the other end rang unanswered, then picked up and played a recording of the operating hours of Domino's Pizza. $25,000 was a lot of pizza. David hadn't used this phone for any late-night clandestine call. If there had been any such call, it had to have been made or received on his cell phone. Carrie opened the upper left-hand desk drawer. The drawer was a catch-all for things they used day-to-day. Extra check blanks, stamps, address labels, things they both used. It was where they kept tickets to events and paperclips and bills to be paid. No one using that drawer had an expectation of privacy. She walked her fingers through the different divided sections of the drawer. Tickets to an ice show. Carrie smiled, just enough to pull at the stitches in her lip. Lucy's current passion was figure skating. She was looking forward to taking her daughter out. Had been looking forward to. The show was just 2 days away. It was doubtful either the bruises from the beating or the public resentment for her position on Carl Dahl's prior bad acts would have faded by then. The smile slipped away. She didn't want to put Lucy in a position where she might be frightened or upset because of the way strangers felt about her mother. That wasn't fair to her child. Carrie would end up giving her ticket to Anka, and the Moore family outing would be comprised of daughter, daddy, and nanny. Pushing the disappointment aside, Carrie continued her search, methodically moving toward the back of the drawer, looking for David's cell phone bill. She checked the amounts due on all the other bills in the drawer, looking for one in the amount of $25,000. There wasn't one. There was, however, a note written in David's hand with a list of phone numbers and corresponding names. Elite. First class. Dream girls. Carrie picked up the phone and dialed the last number, getting a sexy voicemail message. "Dream girls escorts make your dreams come true. Leave a message at the tone and we'll fulfill your fantasies as soon as we can." Nausea churned in Carrie's stomach. Her husband was using the services of prostitutes, apparently on a regular basis. The fact that she shared a bed with him made her want to go and take a shower. The fact that she had no idea how long this had been going on or whether or not he had put her at risk made her angry. Their sex life had dwindled to nothing months before, but for all Carrie knew, David had established this habit long ago, months, years even. This is unbelievable, she thought. This had been going on right under her nose, and she hadn't seen it. She hadn't looked for it.